So, in this process of separating out legend and history, what can we say for sure isn't right? When I was at school, this is probably the next step in my connection with the Buddha, religious studies lessons and being told the life of the Buddha. And that focused on the four sites. The Buddha having grown up in his enchanted palace, then leaving the palace to see, first of all, a sick person, then an old person, then a corpse, and finally seeing a religious holy man, a shramana. And this made an impact on me, because it seemed to be the story of someone discovering these vital truths about life. In the scriptures, they're called divine messengers. These vital truths about life that he'd hitherto ignored or turned his attention away from. And that seemed like a really important lesson, and something quite universal in that desire to seek something beyond sickness, old age and death. Seeing beyond the world of pleasure and privilege. So when you come to look at the early scriptures, and I'm using early scriptures now to mean what we generally refer to as the canon of scriptures in Pali, the Pali canon. There are also Chinese versions of these scriptures. And these are probably the earliest scriptures that we can look to. We find that this story doesn't appear. No four sites in the Pali canon headline. Does this mean it didn't happen? Well, what we do have in the Pali canon is a text called the Mahapadana Sutta, where the Buddha tells this story about someone else. Now, actually, the someone else is another Buddha called Vipassi, who lived in past ages. He does say that the things that happened to Vipassi happened to all Buddhas, but it doesn't say that it happened to him, Gotama. It doesn't say that anywhere in the early scriptures. So then you can trace in, first of all, the stories about the Buddha's past lives called Jatakas, and then next, in the more poetically composed lives, things like great texts, the Buddha Charita. You see how this story develops, and so bit by bit, the story that starts off relating to this past character called Vipassi gets told about the Buddha that we relate to, Gotama. So therefore, you can say, nah, that's how a legend develops. It didn't happen to him. You know, that's what scholars tend to say about that particular incident. There are lots of other things that aren't there in the Pali canon. And we'll come on to the extent to which you can trust the Pali canon in a minute. But the story that Gotama was the son of a king, not there. The tradition that he was called Siddhartha, not there. That he had a wife called Yashodhara, she's not mentioned. The mentions of his wife, she's called Rahula Mata, which means the mother of Rahula. Now, Rahula is mentioned, but there's no mention of the very romantic story that develops over the centuries of him stealing away in the middle of the night and stealing one last glimpse at his family. And would he reach out and touch his son's head? No, no, no. Off he went. Doesn't appear anywhere. And more broadly, in the poetic lives, I recently read a very good new translation of the Buddha Charita, which I recommend to you, by Patrick Ollivald. Beautiful poetry. And it sets the Buddha in the context of a Brahminical society. That's the society of people following the Vedas and having the various castes and so on. And that really isn't what you've discovered if you read the earlier scriptures. He's not growing up in a Brahminical society. There are Brahmins, but they seem to be coming in from the outside, from another culture.